Welcome to Louisville Uncovered, the podcast, with your host, Cindy Tandy. Each episode, Cindy brings you informative and entertaining stories, guests, and events about Louisville Uncovered. And there's more about Louisville Uncovered on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Now, Cindy's ready to introduce you to her first guest. Here she is.
All right, go.
This is Cindy Tandy of Louisville Uncovered, and I'm very excited to announce that today, with my very first guest, we're at Louisville Uncovered is going to branch out into a podcast. So you can share it, you can listen to it. We're going to have really great guests on, very informative, some fun, some charitable, educational. So whatever we can find out from the people around Louisville, we're going to uncover some secrets here. My first guest today, I'm so honored to have Lee Pennington. Mr. Lee Pennington is an Eastern Kentucky native. He's a Kentucky Poet Laureate, poet, author, educator. He's published over 1,300 poems worldwide. He's a playwright, and he lives right here in Louisville, Kentucky. So we're honored to have Lee Pennington on. He has an event coming up. It's going to be down at U of L at the Ekstrom Library. It's Tuesday, November 17th at 7 o'clock. And it's a documentary on the Bosnian pyramids, the hidden history. So Lee, welcome to Louisville Uncovered first podcast. You're my first guest, so I'm very honored to have you here. I'm very excited.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm very honored to be here and to be your first guest.
Oh, I'm so excited that I'm sure you can tell that we're a little wound up over here. But tell me about the pyramids of Bosnia. I think that the audience would be familiar with the pyramids of Giza, you know, Egypt, the Mayans, things like that. But there's a scientific discovery that's just recent, here in recent years, but that date back almost 30,000 years?
That's correct. The Bosnian pyramids were discovered in 2005 by Dr. Semir Osmanagic. We call him Dr. Sam for short because it's hard to pronounce his name.
Exactly. So I didn't try.
Everybody calls him Dr. Sam. But anyway, he made the discovery. Dr. Sam had been traveling around the world looking at pyramids worldwide. Now, we're not accustomed to thinking of pyramids worldwide. We think in terms, as you say, of Egypt and maybe Central America, then that's about it. But pyramids are a phenomenon that are literally all over the world.
Is that right?
Everywhere you go. They're in China, they're in Italy, they're in Rome, they're in Greece, they're in all the Americas, Central, South America.
You mentioned that we have pyramids within the U.S. borders, right here.
Certainly. We had, as a matter of fact, North America had more pyramids, although they were made out of dirt and not made out of stone, but we had more pyramids in Egypt. In fact, we have a still existing in East St. Louis, the Great Pyramid at Cahokia is 1 acre larger at the base than the Great Pyramid at Cheops. So
who knew? And that's what I love about things like this, and people that know me and the audience maybe that are hearing me or seeing me for the first time online, and we'll obviously post this around Louisville Uncovered social media sites. I'll get into that later, and we'll cover your event, you know, more about your event, you know, when and where and things like that. But I think that people, if you dig around and you find these things out, we really do sit on hidden treasures that people don't know about. So that's to have pyramids more so than you just think Egypt. I mean, I think that's the first one. And like you said, all over the world, cultures.
Yeah, we've been trained to focus on Egypt because, you know, Egypt is the pyramids. And we've been trained that the pyramids of Egypt were made by the pharaohs. And as somebody told Dr. Sam in Bosnia, we didn't have any pharaohs, so therefore we can't have any pyramids.
Well, that makes sense. So all of these cultures, let's sort of explain a pyramid for a minute, because we'll get into the Bosnian pyramids, which I'm so fascinated that I'll research it now. You know, it'll be a stickler point for me. I'm the nerd at heart for people that know me, and people that don't, you'll find this out. What were the cultural significance points for pyramids, whether they're, you know, North America or Egypt or Bosnian? What was the common factor with these peoples building these?
Well, I think the common factor of all the pyramids are that they line up with the cardinal points.
Okay. And the cardinal points for a layman would be?
North, south, east, and west.
Okay.
And the accuracy of these can be very important. Now, there has to be some reason for that. I haven't determined that yet, nor has anyone else, why they have to line up the cardinal points. Maybe it's the gravitational movement of the Earth. Modern work on the pyramids now are suggesting that they're not tombs and never had anything to do with tombs, that the Egyptian pyramids, there were 3,000 mummies found in Egypt and three people in tombs, so that doesn't make any sense.
Wasn't the prime altar. Wasn't the prime burial spot.
No, it couldn't have possibly been. But what people are talking about now is that the pyramids are gigantic energy machines.
I read that in some research I did before, not seeing your documentary, which Lee Pennington, just for everybody's knowledge, has gone to Bosnia and taped over 50 hours of research and film, and that's, has made this documentary that we're going to talk about that's airing on Tuesday, the premiere's on Tuesday. I did read that there's something about whether it's radiation or energy pulls, and that there was an amazing amount of scientific about what the pyramid actually did.
Absolutely. The Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun has a 4.5 meter circle on the top of it. I mean, you don't see the drawn circle, but it forms a perfect circle. And emitting from that circle are microwaves at 28 kilohertz. And these are measurable. And the person who measured the Bosnian pyramid has measured pyramids, over 80 pyramids in other countries, and have found that all except three that he measured, and he's measured 80-some of them, all that he measured except three have this same quality, that there is a microwave energy coming from
the pyramids. So the pyramids actually serve a purpose create this energy, or they pull the energy, but then what would be done with it? We don't know.
At this point, we have no idea. We think in terms of that they could use it for even working the blocks and whatnot on the pyramid. They could use it to lift things with. We don't know. We don't know. We've only in the last 10 years started even looking. Chris Dunn, in his book, The Pyramids as an Energy Machine, was one of the first to start looking at it as, these are not tombs.
So this is developing science that we'll have to follow, and it's modern. I mean, modern to us, it's new to us.
No, it's very close, yes.
Okay, let's talk about the Bosnian pyramids that were discovered by Dr. Sam in 2005. There's five altogether, correct?
There's five that he knows about.
There could be more.
Oh, there certainly could be more.
And they're dating them back 30,000 years ago.
Well,
approximately, from what we can tell.
And that's, it's an amazing thing. And we say this is too far off the scale, so it's an impossibility. If it's impossible, why would we even look at it? But it's we're finding out that, as I'm telling everybody, history ain't what it used to be.
That's right. And of these that we know about, let's say there's five over in the Bosnian pyramids. Two are larger than the Egyptian.
Yeah.
I know that one of them is a third larger than Giza, correct?
Correct.
But there's another one that's larger.
The Pyramid of the Sun is 200 feet higher than the Great Pyramid of Cheops. The Pyramid of the Moon is about 100 feet higher than the Great Pyramid of Cheops.
Wow.
The Pyramid of the Sun is substantially larger mass-wise, 39 times larger than the Great Pyramid of Cheops.
It's such a new discovery that people in the beginning thought it was a hoax. They didn't believe in the scientific research. But now, because there's been so many scientists go and carbon testing and testing of the, concrete and the materials they were made of, it's more legitimate. It's coming to fruition. Obviously, they're there. Tell me what you found out, and tell me some of the basis for your documentary and the purpose of the film that you've made that's going to premiere, like I said, on Tuesday, November 17th, now at the Ekstrom Library.
Right. Well, my purpose for making the film was to suggest that our time scheme on our history and how we think, how far back we think civilization goes and how civilization works is incorrect. And we're finding things all over the world now that suggest that. Göbekli Tepe in Turkey is a 12,000-year-old city, and cities were supposed to be started about 7,000 years ago. And the cave paintings that are 30,000 years old, and Picasso said, we haven't learned anything about art in the last 30,000 years. And I've got a piece in the film where a musician from Slovenia is playing a bone flute. The flute was made out of a leg of a bear bone. The bear went extinct 30,000 years ago. The flute he plays is 60,000 years old.
That's amazing.
60,000 years old. You're telling me.
Think about that. And we're talking, what'd we say, 30,000 years ago would have been right after the Cro-Mag, era that we all think were, the Neanderthals running around with the primal brain, just the amygdala brain, the fight or flight, and that's all they did, right? Yeah. Survival.
Well, that's what they say, but they were playing flute 60,000
More intelligent than we think. You know what I think is so interesting, too, is that all of this is happening here. And, of course, everybody knows I love Louisville. I'm a Louisville native. Yeah. And that you really bring it home. And this is a worldwide, if anybody Googles the Bosnian pyramids, I mean, you'll find everything everywhere. Yeah, every news source.
Yeah, let me jump in.
Go ahead.
The mainstream scientist still does not go along with the Bosnian pyramids.
Okay.
And from the outset, the mainstream scientist said that the Bosnian pyramids, since they can't exist, they got to be a hoax. And so they were making their assumptions without ever having even come to see them. I know that now they say on Wikipedia, which is not necessarily a good source, but they say on Wikipedia that it's a pseudoscience and they were proven false by the scientists. The scientists never did even go look at them, the mainstream scientists. But scientists from all over the world, Eastern world and Western world both, but they're rogue scientists in many ways, have come and looked at the pyramid, and the evidence that they're discovering just keeps piling up and piling up and piling up.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at a beforeitsnews.com article that was, it's 2013, so I'm sure it's come a long way. But you have French scientists. You have Polytechnic Universities of Turin, Italy. I mean, lots of people over there, and they're doing tests on even what they're made out of.
Oh, absolutely.
And saying this dates back to Roman era types of concrete, things like that.
Well,
so
it's Roman type, but it dates far back than the Roman.
It's farther back, but it's still that Roman type, which you can't really argue with facts. I always say there's one version of the truth, and when you're presented with it, I like questioning, obviously, and I like digging, and I like the conversations about things. However, the research is coming, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So
and it continues. It's been a major fight for Dr. Sam. Dr. Sam had to. He had to go to court to even get to research it.
So tell me specifically, we've got about a minute or so left, why people should come and see the documentary and what your mission is. And I'm going to repeat it again, and I'll have this on Louisville Uncovered on the Facebook page. I'll share it around social media, in some Louisville pages, LouisvilleKY.com. I'll do a piece. I will probably add it to the Rusty Satellite Show. Bosnian Pyramids by Lee Pennington, Hidden History, Tuesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. at U of L with a reception to follow at the Ekstrom Library. Give me, in a nutshell, your elevator speech about the film specifically, and then we can all learn more about this.
Well, the film itself presents evidence. It lets the evidence speak for itself, and what I've always said to people, if you want to know about the pyramids, go to Bosnia.
Wow.
Don't make your decisions on whether they're for real or not for real by what some person sitting back in some long-lost office near Egypt is saying. Go to Bosnia.
The Minister of Tourism, to get people there?
Go to Bosnia and look for yourself. But come to see the film, because a great amount of evidence is presented, and we will be following the film, doing some discussing about it. So hope to see you out there.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to, like I said, I'll spread the information around. We'll have it on LouisvilleKY.com. We'll have it on Louisville Uncovered on the Facebook pages and around social media. We thank Lee Pennington. What a wonderful guest. Kentucky Poet Laureate sitting here as my first guest. And we're talking about a scientific discovery that is it's mind-bending, because who knows what's out there. And I love that people are digging around, and you know what they're doing? They're uncovering secrets. And I like secrets from around the world as just as much as I do in Louisville. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate
it. Great to be with you, Cindy.
Very, very happy to have you. And we'll talk more with our second guest on the very first episode of Louisville Uncovered the podcast. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
And now here's Cindy Tandy with our second part of the show.
And let's record. This is Cindy Tandy recording the Louisville Uncovered podcast at the Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky, and this will be for next Tuesday. All right, I'm going to pause, and then I'm going to bring in guests. Coming to you from the Louisville Uncovered podcast, this is Cindy Tandy. I've got some special guests on for the second guests of the show for the podcast that'll air next Tuesday. This is Pamela Broaddus with Splendid Events and Eddie Reynolds, the program director for the Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky. We're going to talk today about the BIOC, which is the Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky's Brain Ball. It's the 13th annual Brain Ball. All the proceeds go to benefit the Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky and the people that they serve in our community, how they help, how they give back, the education that they do, and all of the other factors of the alliance that really make a difference in people's lives with any type of brain injury. And there's a lot of publicity and a lot of media about that right now. So we're going to talk about the Brain Ball. It's happening on Friday, November 20th, at the Marriott East. It's called the Roaring Twenties. What's special about this event, not only do they give back to the Brain Ball, but for a patron, there's lots of great auction items, there's great music, there's great bars, open bars, food. There's awards and honorees, which we'll talk about. This year, the honoree is an American veteran. So we'll talk about his, the way he gives back and what comes with being honored by BIOC and how he gives to the community through brain injury education. There's table tickets. There's after-party tickets. I'm going to let Pam talk about that in a moment. So welcome, Pam and Eddie.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah. So tell me, Pam, you're with Splendid Events, and yes, you've been the coordinator for the Brain Ball for a while. Tell me about the event, what people can expect.
It is a fabulous, fun night to raise money for a great cause. The Roaring Twenties Brain Ball. You're going to enter the Louisville Marriott East. You'll have your photo taken. We've got a cocktail hour. We have the Gold Digger signature drink.
Oh, and that's made by Louisville's chief entertaining officer, Tim Laird, with Brown Foreman. He concocts some really, really fun, you know, potions when he gets. So it's the Gold Digger.
It's the Gold Digger. And Tim is the MC for the Brain Ball. He has been the MC since the very first year. This is the 13th annual. So he gets a big kick out of coming up with a special drink based on the theme that we at Splendid Events come up with. And this year, again, it's the Gold Digger. So you'll have the cocktail hour. There'll be hors d'oeuvres passed. There'll be photo ops. We've got a live auction. We have a treasure chest this year that's really, really neat.
Okay. What's the treasure chest?
For a $20 chance, you purchase a key.
Okay.
And you want to see if that key will unlock the treasure chest.
All right.
And in the treasure chest will be over $600 worth of gift certificates to some of the best restaurants here in Louisville.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
On a $20 chance.
$20.
Oh, how fun. Now, how many chances are sold?
We are only selling 100 chances.
Okay. So out of when the ballroom's full of 300 people, there's only 100 people in 100. This mix.
You have 100.
That's awesome. So one in 100, your chances for 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Bucks. That's awesome.
I mean, Buck's Restaurant, Valari, Uptown Cafe.
Everybody's favorites.
Sam's at the Montrose. Fabulous, fabulous restaurant.
Okay. And see, that's fun. Because we go to the charity events, and we all want to support the charity of our choice. But, you know, you go, and it's the standard speech, and then there's maybe.
Fun.
Okay. So that's what makes the Brain Ball different.
Yeah. Then we have the ball. We have the sit-down dinner.
Right.
And then we have an after party.
Okay. Tell me about the after party.
Oh, my goodness. Kumani. Anybody that's heard Kumani knows that.
I think they followed me on Twitter. And there's just a ball.
Everybody is on the floor.
Okay.
So when the ball is over, everybody's eating. We have the live auction. Kevin Harned is the auctioneer for the live
auction. We love
auction.
Kevin Harned with Wave 3. He's very good to us.
Excellent. Excellent.
And a fun auctioneer. Friend.
Fun. He keeps the momentum going. So
right.
After we've done that, then the floor opens up. We're selling both, or we have both ball tickets.
Okay.
And after party tickets.
Okay.
The ball tickets are $200. That includes the entire evening.
Okay.
From the cocktail hour, the ball itself, the after party, open bar, food, you know, hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
Everything.
Let me get Eddie in here as the program director for BIAK. You'll hear me say that, B-I-A-K. Tell me about, during the dinner of the ball, since Pamela just informed us of that, tell me about the program itself. Give me a little bit about what the Brain Injury Alliance does. We'll get into that in a second. But tell me about who we're honoring this year, that there's a special guest, and that's part of the ball program. And that ticket, the money from that ticket, you'll be able to, it's educational, but it's also very touching because we've got a very special honoree this year.
Yes, Cindy. This year we'll be honoring Alex Nart. He is a veteran of Afghanistan who acquired his brain injury due to an IED.
IED blast is, you know, on a roadside blast, maybe they rolled the Hummer, that type of thing, which is really in concussive and head injury lingo, traumatic brain injury that can be sustained by even a car accident. Just if somebody didn't know what an IED blast was.
Right, so. Exactly. Or any type of concussive injury that we hear about from the football players and boxers and
correct.
People who play sports.
Right.
After the injury, he became quite depressed, but he had the opportunity to work in Germany with the other returning veterans and encouraging them to undergo their treatment for brain injury. He is a survivor who's chosen to give back.
Wow, that's
to
great.
Help others.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's amazing because that brings a whole new light. And the media attention right now on brain injury. And I was in a car wreck. We'll get into my thing later. But I do have a traumatic brain injury, which is how I was enveloped with this and different programs. So it's near and dear to me. But even in the last 4 years since my accident, the research has come tenfold, mm-hmm. and the NFL's blown up, and the Veterans Associations have blown up. So it's a very big issue. Tell me a little bit while we're on topic, what the brain ball, the proceeds go to Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky. What do you do?
Well, what we do are we have five main focuses that we focus
great.
On. The first is advocacy, which helps pass laws either to prevent brain injuries or to make sure there are services for those who have a brain injury.
Right.
The second is education.
Mm-hmm.
We try to help not only professionals understand the advancements in brain injury,
mm-hmm.
but we try to help survivors understand how to cope with their injury.
And how to manage it. That's what I had to do. Yep. There were certain little idiosyncrasies that maybe you used to do this before. Now it takes you a little longer, a little slower managing. So that's huge to be able to help people manage what they have.
Exactly. And like you know, it's a hidden injury. It's not something that people are going to see by looking at you.
Absolutely. Well, you look good. That's what a lot of people get. And that's, you know, sad for veterans or NFL players that end up suffering alone
mm-hmm.
because they don't know where to get help.
Right.
So that's what you do. You also do a lot of preventive work, bike helmets, things like that.
We give out about 1,000 bicycle helmets a year.
Okay.
We see about 500 people a year in local hospitals and rehab facilities to give them resources so they know when they go home what's available for them and where they can go for help.
So because, you know, like I said, some things can be immediate mm-hmm. depending on the severity because there's the concussive can go from moderate, you know, from mild, moderate to severe. But a brain injury can be anything that's acquired, such as a stroke, such as a car accident, such, you know, there's a tumor and you're mm-hmm. recovering from aneurysm. Surgery, aneurysm. So there's a lot of different things that encompasses, and I'll get more in with Louisville Uncovered because it's obviously one of my topics. I'll get more into what the injuries are because people still don't recognize it
exactly.
for what it is. And we know it's all over the media. So that's what I love about this. And we're also honoring a veteran. So we can bring that to light and really help
Absolutely.
Even push that even further, you know, and we can repurpose it. So, Pam, let's go back to the Roaring Twenties after party, because this almost sounds like a speakeasy, you know, back in the Al Capone days, which, you know, I used to run around Louisville. So.
Watch out. The Cotton Club after party.
Okay.
And it is. You know, we want you to put on your, you know, your flapper dresses and put on... You know, just have fun with it.
Great.
And with that speakeasy kind of, we are creating a lounge.
Okay. See, I think that's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can come just to the after party, $50.
What's it include?
Open bar, hors d'oeuvres in the band.
Well, how much fun is that?
I mean,
so if you can't make the whole night, or you're just looking for something to do later on in your evening, let's say you have a dinner with clients or something, buy the tickets and come on out and get with it.
9 to 12. You can party with us after the party.
That's it. Go to dinner with the parents, get the babysitter, and head on out, right? Yes, and come to the Marriott East.
Great night.
Okay, that's awesome. So that night, what else can people expect? Anything else that's fun? Eddie, you'll have information there, some educational pieces around. People can ask us, obviously committee members and the directors and things like that.
Oh, by all means. We'll be there, and there will be information to know what we do and how they can help out. The fact they're coming there and they're giving actually is a great help for our organization and our mission across the state.
And the Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky is also supported by some great sponsors, but it's not just, say, one hospital or one group of doctors. Brown-Forman, Norton Neuroscience Institute, which Dr. Doshti, the head of that, is my doctor, so I'm lucky there. Learning Services, Modern Care, Vivid Impact, Norton, Cardinal Hill. So there's a lot, Kentucky One Health. There are a lot. They all come together for the same cause. Well, see, and I think that's what's special, is that we're all about education, but also we're going to have fun with it.
Absolutely.
But all the proceeds go to a good cause. So this is your biggest fundraiser for the year?
It is.
Okay, biggest fundraiser for the year. I'm going to close out here. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah, we will have more information on this on the Louisville Uncovered Facebook page, as well as the Brain Injury Alliance Brain Ball Facebook page. You can find out more information. You can get the link there. You can check out some of our sponsors. You can see little videos of what we've done. We provide education there as well. So check out Louisville Uncovered on the Facebook page. Thank you for the Brain Injury Association of Kentucky to be a part of Louisville and helping Louisville and helping promote advocacy and education to those who need it most in a time of need. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Cindy.
And we will talk to you soon. This is Cindy Tandy with Louisville Uncovered, the podcast.
Thank you for downloading and listening to Louisville Uncovered, the podcast with Cindy Tandy. Please visit our Facebook page at Louisville Uncovered on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. For even more uncovered stories with Cindy Tandy. She'll be back with a new episode next week.